Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Are you in a crazy-making relationship? Feel anxious, angry, and unsafe? Welcome to Save Your Sanity. Insight, skills, strategies, and inspiration for emerging empowered from toxic relationships and breaking the bonds of emotional abuse. Keep listening. We'll figure a few things out.
Finally, you think you're going to have a new person in your life who is going to be interested in you. And today's episode is all about what not to do when you're excited that that's happening. I don't mean to dull your enthusiasm, but it's important. You haven't been heard for a long time when you've been with a hijackal or a narcissist and you're longing to be heard, or you're still with the narcissist longing to be heard. And so you meet someone new and you decide to share. But as we said in episode from a few weeks ago, sharing can quickly become oversharing. That's not good. And then you can feel the other person is listening, and so oversharing becomes drama dumping. You think, oh, this person gets it. They understand what I'm going through. They know, and they're willing to listen. And you haven't been listened to for ages. And so you think, ha, this is a good idea. Same thing occurs if you haven't been dating for a while. Now, that's a problem. That's a big problem. Because whether you're looking for a new friend or a potential new relationship, you don't want to be trauma jumping. When you let your whole story fly, someone else is likely to get crushed by it. At a minimum, they will feel they ought to know how to help or to listen. And at a maximum, they will feel responsible or want to walk away. So it becomes super important to know how to not have drama dumping as a major strategy in your life, whether you're leaving the hijackal and starting out on your own, or you're meeting new people while you're with the hijackal. It's a bad way to start a new relationship, and you may have forgotten how to gauge what people can hear. You may have forgotten how to read the room and have it turn out in a way that works for you. So let's think about these things, because I think this may be coming true for you. You may understand that this drama dumping. This is hard to say. Drama dumping has been you with a lot of pent-up drama looking for a place to let it go. And when you find a place that doesn't complain, you let it go. And then you find that you may have damaged the potential for that relationship. And that's disappointing. It's truly disappointing. So you want to get in the habit of catching yourself before you start to trauma dump. So you're longing to be seen and heard and known and appreciated and acknowledged. Of course you are. You've been put in a corner and paid little attention to. And any attention that really matters, that makes you feel like you have an equal part in a relationship. So you're looking for that. And that's a good thing to look for. However, test the water quietly. Don't test it by sharing everything that ever happened to you or all that is bad and have the other person. Even if they're going, oh yeah, that happened to me. It doesn't mean they're enjoying it because they're reliving it too. And that's difficult. Truly, truly difficult. So you want to make sure that you become sensitive to what's going on. And that number one thing not to do when meeting a new person is strongly in your mind so that you won't go, oh, finally, someone's talked to. Which is this tempting. Try and remember they too want to talk. They too are more a half of the conversation and work on it from that point of view. And you know, you may want to tell a new person whether you're dating and you're finally dating after leaving a hijack relationship. Or you the computer's making a strange noise. You may be finally dating or finally getting out and about, and then you think this is going to be such a big opportunity for you to do something differently, to have something differently, to have real people in your life. And you can be very excited about it, and rightly so. However, curb your enthusiasm because you need to keep everything equal. I have had clients who I know have gone off on a date, and they have truly come back and told me that their date was so interested in all that had happened to them. Did they get a second date? No. Too much information. If they did get a second date, we had to watch the person's behavior because they could just be a hijackle. What are hijackles like? They like to know what upsets you, what hurts you, what pleases you, what damage they can do to you. And if you are a trauma dumper and you're on a first date, they've died and gone to heaven. They hardly had to ask. And you're telling them everything that they need to know about how to control you and hurt you. Now, hopefully, you won't walk right into the hands of another hijackle. But do your part. Keep it equal. Don't do all the talking. Do half the listening. And keep that in mind. And keep some secrets. You know, you want to know if you like that other person before you tell them all about your pain. And that becomes very important. When you've been hard-pressed for someone to talk to, I know it's difficult, but you can do it. You can do it. And another reason you might maybe on an early date, want to tell somebody your whole life story and all that you've done and had done to you. You just say you want to, what if you think somehow it equals honesty? Well, please disabuse yourself of that notion. There's lots of time in a relationship to let people know what's happened to you. And you tell them when it's appropriate, but not in a drama dump at the beginning, because all you do is look like a person who has needing to be taken care of and has no room for the other person in your life. And you may think that it is being honest, but truly think about that again. You don't need to know all that. You need to know about them. Now, whether you're dating or you're meeting a new person who might be a friend, learn about them first, or at least equally. Don't take it all on you. You do not need to figure that all out. And when people ask you questions about you, give them small answers and say, we'll talk about that another time if we see each other again. Because you don't want to be giving away the farm into the inner workings of your emotions to the wrong people, especially not too early in the relationship. It's just too difficult to do. Totally too difficult. And we do that, though. And you think that the person will know that you need to talk, and they will show you that they understand you and let you talk. Well, some of your best friends will, but a new friend is doing it out of politeness. They're also looking. Remember, when you're meeting a new friend or going out with a new person, you're on an audition, both of you. And remember, keep your audition eyes open. Ask enough questions to know what this person does. Do you know anything about them? Do you know if they have any moral characteristics that you approve of? You need to learn about them too. You're auditioning them. And when you've been with a hijacker for a while, you're so used to endeavoring to jump in. Please the hijacker, that in the audition process of dating or creating a new friend, you may just overjump the line and go too far, right? So notice that. There's no rush. There is no rush. And for those of you who want to ask me the question right now, which is, how do I know when I can date after leaving a hijacker? I'm going to tell you that I tell all my clients 1 year after leaving. 1 year. I know, not what you want to hear, perhaps, but there's a lot of work to do on yourself, and so that you don't choose the wrong person. And this is a very important investment of a year in yourself. Super important. So when you meet these new people and you want to just blurt everything about yourself and your life, know that they're reading that as, is this the kind of person I want in my life? Somebody who's going to tell me all the details? Probably not. And you don't want to have given away all your vulnerabilities. You know, what makes a hijack happy? When they can be completely lazy and get all the info anyway. So if you will just tell someone how poorly were treated, how difficult it was, how it hurt you, all of the negatives. A new hijackal would see their work half done for them and be very happy that they don't have to even ask questions. They just need to sit and listen. Now, in all of that, in that dumping, you're going to have shame points. Places where you're ashamed and you speak up about it as being ashamed. Well, a hijackal hears that as a pressure point. I can push on that one. Shame is good to know about. That makes this other person feel shamed. And they will be delighted to keep you feeling shamed. Another way that this drama jumping happens is that you're offloading. You're just got too much on your plate. You've been alone too long, and you need to get it off your plate. And, you know, it's not terrible. It's when you go too far that it's terrible, or when you choose the wrong person to offload to. So offloading can be a connecting point, but not when you're with a new person. The new person doesn't know what to do with it. They don't know what to do with you. They don't know what you mean by it or what you want from it. And so don't do it early in the relationship. Maybe occurring to you right now, well, if I don't do it early in the relationship, am I presenting a false front? No, I'm not suggesting that you're telling anybody that you're perfect. I'm just suggesting don't jump in and be a one-trick pony talking about nothing but your pain and your trauma and your drama. Yes, you have it. They have it. But it is no way to begin a relationship. But it is a perfect way to find another hijack. Perfect way. Right? So, trauma sharing is also not dumping. But trauma sharing is for deeper in the relationship. Trauma sharing is good and essential in a therapeutic situation. But be very careful with this. Be very careful. You're looking for a place to tell your story. You're so full of your story, and rightly so. And it hasn't had a safe place to come out. But number one rule in a new relationship, no drama dumping. Does it make sense to you? Because drama dumping can kill a relationship. The person you're meeting with maybe had that in their previous relationship, and they never got a chance to speak, and now they recognize they won't. And you've shown that just simply because you were so overwhelmed by their past relationship. But you can pull that back. You can slow that down. You can make it a 50-50 relationship. You can have the audition be learning about both people, right? You can do that. If you have a tendency to jump in and trauma dump, then learn to leave. Learn to leave early. Have a reason. Have a book. Have to go to the restroom. Have to go and pick your child up. Have to return something. You know, do what you need to do in order to be who you want to be. Right? If you want to be the person who is not trauma dumping, then find a way to monitor your interaction in the new relationship. It happens too with new relationships with women and men. They'll get into the relationship or go to have the meeting, but they get overwhelmed by the story, and that makes them want to run. So know that that also happens. Because while I'm doing this episode, it occurred to me that I haven't spoken to you about how quickly and easily it is to drive away a new person, friend or potential partner. And this is one of the big ways. So you look for a partner to tell the story to, and the partner does not need to hear the story. Rather tell them a story about the last trip to the beach than to tell them a story about an emotional situation. And if you're careful that way, they will appreciate it, and you will work into something much, much healthier. So you maybe even want to have a bit of a competitive nature. Maybe you're talking to someone and whose story is worse. You start to think about that. That really shows you have work to do, doesn't it? Because it's not about whose story is worse. It's that you understand that each of you were hurt. So important to know. So when you're telling stories, tell stories that are generic, if possible. Stories that could have happened to anyone. That's a good way to keep things in shape. Just don't tell the poor me, they did me wrong story. Talk about this happened to a friend. Or occasionally, of course, this happened to me. But don't make it so that every molecule in the room gets dragged down and made more serious and more difficult. You know, read the room. We're out. We're in a new place. We're with new people. Do we want to have it be like it is at home? No. So read the room. Let's enjoy ourselves. Let's move a little closer to each other, but let's not ruin it by trauma dumping or trauma dumping. Easy to do. Really easy to do. So you don't want to be wounded. You don't want to be wounded on other people. And once you start into all that, you don't know who's going to be triggered. And that's not good. That's unhealthy. So getting a little idea for the new things in this picture here, that when you go and talk to a new person, have your conversation not be about how awful it is, how done wrong you are, how things have been done to you and you've never had a good life. Because guess who gets to hear all that? You. And not only is the other person hearing it, but you're hearing it. It's hard on your body. It's hard on your mind. It's difficult, period. And start thinking about that. You know, when I'm working with clients in that year that I prefer them to take, that's where they learn how important they are and how to make themselves a priority, how to take care of their needs, and how to know what their values are, and how to build a life built on those values, how to calibrate the relationships they want And so it becomes important that you have these new ways of being in your life. So important. And you get out of the shame cycle in that year because you want to be equal. You want to have the three must-haves of my healthy adult relationship. You must have equality, reciprocity, and mutuality, things you will never, ever, ever have with a hijacker or a narcissist. Just unavailable. They're not interested in equality, obviously. They're not interested in reciprocity because that would mean they would have to be interested in you. And they're not interested in mutuality because, again, they would have to spend time knowing you, and that would be time that they wouldn't be thinking about themselves. And that wouldn't be good at all, because why would a hijacker ever want to think about anybody else but themselves? So these are some bonding ideas. You know how you have a conversation, a deep conversation, when you're on an airplane or in a doctor's waiting room or somewhere, and it feels so safe if you just have this little anonymous, sometimes long conversation with someone, and you feel like you can tell a few things and you can get it off your chest and it's not going to be a burden. It still is to the person if you're out of order with it, but you know, that's not where we meet our new mates or our new friends, because we overwhelm them with details and overwhelm them with oversharing. But it won't help you bond with somebody. And it's not going to help you improve your emotional maturity. And I talked about emotional maturity in last week's episode. And that's something that has to be recognized and carefully built. Now, all these things that I talk about, including on the website and all, I also have programs and courses and opportunities for you at relationshipprograms.com. Relationshipprograms.com. Have a look over there. Lots of good things for you. So keep working. You know, that year is joyfully packed with things that will help you have a much happier life. And that's important. You know, recognize in your life too when venting turns into drama dumping, and stop it. Stop it. Venting, often you do it with your partner because it doesn't help any. It doesn't change anything. But there is a human there to hear it. And sometimes that's helpful. Venting is something you can also do with a therapist, so that you can get deeply into your feelings about something. But drama dumping or trauma dumping, both the same thing. Meaning, I'm going to tell you how hurt I have been, how terrible my life has been, and I'm going to tell you all about it. You can see how that moves right into a place that says, oh, here, abuse me with your story. We're not going to have an equal, reciprocal relationship. It's not going to be the way it needs to be at all. We're just going to have it be one-sided, and I'm going to do all the telling. And that's not fair. We need the mutuality. And when you're listening to somebody who's having to tell you or wanting to tell you more than you expected them, don't give them advice. Get yourself off the hook. You know, say something. Wow, that sounds very difficult and very different than my experience. I hope you have a good therapist who helps you with that, because that's important. All of these things are arising because of the existence of toxic relationships. All this pain, all of this need and desire to dump, or even to have something to dump. And so be very aware that when you start dating or you start meeting new people out in the world, whether you're leaving the high chapel or not, start with today, not with the past. Talk with them about your life, what you did today, the new bakery that has the best bread ever, or where you found a good deal on getting your car washed. Don't jump right into, oh, well, you don't think that's bad. Let me tell you a few things. Because that just snuggles people into another relationship into which they don't want to be. And if you are free of the hijackal, you don't want another one, right? You don't want another one. So don't hand them the blueprint to your life, because they're listening. They're definitely listening. So think hard and long about drama dumping. Are you doing it? If you are, admit it. And then say, I better stop doing that. It's not the kind of relationship I want. If I need a therapist, I should have a therapist, not a friend who gets to hear all of that. And I don't want to use my drama jumping in order to find a new relationship. It will be just like the old one. So I hope you've learned something to consider, particularly in your new life, in your new dating life, or in your new friendship life, that if you construct the relationship in the same way with the drama dumping, you haven't moved an inch. And that'll be disappointing. So think about it long and hard. And until we're together again, take very good care of yourself, because you're precious and you matter. Talk soon.
Thank you for joining me on the Save Your Sanity podcast today. I hope you've had some insights, ideas, and strategies to help you gain clarity and confidence for moving forward toward greater emotional health and safety. You deserve that, and so do your children. If you found value here and would like to support this podcast with $1 or $5 each month, please do so at patreon.com/saveyoursanity. Also, learn more about how to work with me via video conference, join my Emerging Empowered community, subscribe to this podcast, find my books, all by visiting emergingempowered.com. Talk soon.